Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. On the broadcast on Friday, we came in verse 6 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 to the issue of the proper exercise of God-given authority. You remember that the Apostle Paul is here in the first six verses of 1 Thessalonians 2 describing his ministry among the Thessalonians and reminding them of various words, various concepts that characterized his ministry, a God-honoring ministry to be sure, to remind them of the excellence of his ministry. They certainly were products of his preaching ministry. They had come to Christ under that ministry as God blessed it, as God owned it, as God caused the labors of the Apostle Paul to be eternally fruitful in the salvation of souls and the establishment of a church. And yet wherever Paul went, there were always false teachers. There were always carnal critics who did their best to undermine his ministry and his authority. And Paul, from time to time, in a number of his epistles, we find him defending his ministry for the sake, the spiritual health of the people that he is responsible for. He has a spiritual responsibility of godly oversight in the lives of the people that God has sent him to minister to, in the places that God has sent him as an apostle of the Gentiles, in the places where Paul has preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and people have been saved and churches have been established. Paul maintained an interest in and a responsibility for all of these people and all of these churches all of his life. And it's no wonder he talks about the weight of this responsibility, in addition to all of the other things that he had to deal with, persecution and so forth. He talks about the daily care of all the churches. And toward the end of his life, there were a lot of them. He didn't just leave a church and say, okay, you're on your own now. I'm going someplace else. I have no more responsibility for you. But he said, no, I carry a certain measure of responsibility for you to the end of my life, until that time when God calls me home. He felt that responsibility. It was a legitimate responsibility, and he carried it out faithfully, and this epistle is evidence of that fact. I pause at this time to welcome you to this Monday, April 29 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thankful that the Lord has brought us together by means of radio today, and reminding you that we do have financial needs to continue this ministry on this station. Well, this exercise of authority is a very important area. It comes up in verse 6. Paul said, "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ." He links those two ideas together. The craving for human glory and the overuse of authority. When you find abusive authority, when you find someone who is being too heavy-handed, throwing their weight around too much, it's usually because they are demanding glory for themselves. They want to be the big chief. They want to be the one that everybody else kowtows to. They want to be the one that's recognized as the one who's in charge around here. And so they demand that, and they crush those who oppose that in some way, and they continue to require that kind of authority to be acknowledged by those that are brought under their ministry. And yet, on the other hand, there's such a thing as failing to exercise legitimate authority that needs to be exercised. And both of those are equally wrong. Virtually every doctrine, every teaching that's found in the Bible has an error on either side of it. And some commit one error and some commit the opposite one. I've often likened it to being a road with a ditch on either side. And we've got to stay on the road, on the truth. But it's awful easy to go off into a ditch, isn't it? We've all done that one way or another, I'm sure at some time in our lives. If you're driving a car and take your eyes off the road, you may run into the ditch. Have you ever done that? Or riding a bicycle or something else, or maybe even jogging along a road. And I've done it, I think, more with a bicycle than anything else, because at this time in my life, I have learned that riding a bicycle is an excellent form of exercise for me. I've done a number of things over the years to try to keep my body in good shape physically, but I've had to keep changing them as I've grown older with the various stages of life. And at this stage of life, I find that bicycling is just an excellent exercise for me, but I have fallen off my bicycle several times and a couple of times even injured myself in doing so. You say, what do you do when that happens? Well, I get up and get back on and keep riding, but sometimes I do so with some pretty serious scratches and some bleeding and so forth. And most of the time when that's happened, it's because I took my eye off the road. What were you doing? Well, I was looking at something else, looking at the scenery, looking at something around me, and didn't notice that the road curved, and I wasn't paying attention to that curve in the road. And on several occasions, what I did was hit a curb, and it threw me off my bike. Well, that's a little bit of what I'm talking about here. Every doctrine in the Bible has a road, and it's usually a pretty substantial one. It's not that it's a teeny little narrow path that we have trouble staying on. It's a pretty well marked out road that's wide enough that we're all capable of staying on the road if we'll pay attention to the Word of God. But sometimes we get distracted, sometimes we get misled, and off we go, and we can go into the ditch on the left side, or we can go into the ditch on the right side. And it's that way with the use of authority. Nearly everybody I'm talking to has been given by God some measure of authority. If you are a mother, you have a great deal of authority over your children. Ask God to help you to exercise that authority in an appropriate way. And I see with parents today, mothers and fathers, of course, that there has been a pendulum swing away from the proper exercise of authority. In other words, a swing toward leniency that is not good for the child. But that's a reaction to an era in which it was common for many parents to exercise abusive authority over their children. And that's the way the pendulum tends to swing. So we have a period where there is abusive authority, and people observe that, and that doesn't have a good outcome. And so they say, well, I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to be loving. I'm going to be kind, and don't exercise appropriate authority. And so you see mothers bending down with a 3-year-old child in a grocery store and saying, now, Johnny, why are you pulling things off the shelf and throwing them on the floor? Please tell me why you're doing that. Don't do that. That's not nice. Instead of saying, you stop that or there will be serious consequences. You don't let your children behave like that in the store, in a public place, to damage goods, to disturb people that are around them. You've got to teach them not to do that. One of the most important things that a parent can teach a child is to submit to proper authority. Because that's the whole issue between sinful rebels, as we all are, and Almighty God. We've got to learn to submit to the authority, the rightful authority of God. Our eternal destiny depends upon that. And so one of the most important things we can teach our children is to submit to properly ordained authority, to obey parents, to obey teachers at school, and so forth. And so there are a lot of different types of authority. Parents have authority over their children in the home. The Bible gives a certain measure of authority to husbands in relationship to their wives. Wives are to submit to their husband's leadership, or we could say their husband's authority. And on and on and on it goes. There are civil authorities. There are the authorities of government, the authorities of the policemen who are commissioned to enforce the laws, and on it goes. And in the church, there are God-ordained authorities. Pastors, elders are given the oversight. One of the terms, there are several terms for the office of pastor in the Bible, and one of the terms is bishop, which means overseer. And you'll find that responsibility assigned to elders in several passages in the New Testament. They have an overseeing authority. Obey them who have the rule over you, we're told in one place. Now, to some people, they bristle at that very idea. What? What do you mean? People who have the rule over me in the church? That's what the Bible says. Don't fuss at me about that. Submit to God. If you're not willing to submit to authority that God clearly describes in the Bible, then you've really got a problem with Almighty God. You're not submitting to His authority and His right to organize the society, the human family that He created, and give Him the right to tell us how it ought to be ordered in areas of church, in areas of civil relationships, in areas of, which would be government, in areas of employer-employee relationships, and in the home, in marriage, and in family and children. The Bible spells out these areas of relationship, and everyone who names the name of Christ has a God-given responsibility to submit to the authority that God has placed them under, but also everyone who is a Christian has a responsibility to exercise their authority in a kind, gracious, loving, God-honoring manner. And that's what Paul is describing here, of his own authority, in 1 Thessalonians 2:6. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness, God is witness, that was verse 5, nor verse 6, did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. We could have made a lot of legitimate demands. We could have exercised our authority in a much greater manner than we did, but we didn't because we understand the need to exercise authority as gently as possible and only as strenuously as is absolutely necessary. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.